Today's here in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Nazir Daf Nun Zayin. We begin the brand new 8th Perek on Nun Zayin Amud Aleph, about a quarter of the way down. So we begin. The Mishnah tells us, Shnei Nazirim, there are two Nazirim there. They took upon themselves either Nazirs at the same time or roughly close to the same time that they're overlapping. And Sha'amar Lohan Echad, and somebody comes to tell them, Tosus points out, Diramasu Shnei Nazirim, Tzarech Lomar, you have to say, Shem Shoskim, they don't know. Any evidence that this person is telling them is not true. Shemayu machishon, so if they disagree with him, loyo neman, he wouldn't be believed as a single witness. Eid echad b'choshu mi mehemen, he wouldn't be believed that they argued against him. But this witness comes and tells these two Nazirim, listen, reisi echad mikem shenitma, I saw that one of you became tomei to tumas meis, and one of you is now a tomei nazir that's going to have to undergo the taglachas tumah process. However, ven yadei is a mikem, but I don't know which one of you became Tommy. As the Gemara will explain, he was far enough away from them that he couldn't see which one of them it was, but he clearly saw that one of the two of them became Tommy. So in this situation, we have a little bit of a problem. The one who's Tahar can't go do his Taglachas Tahara and bring the Karbanos, because maybe he was the one that's Tommy. And the one that's Tommy obviously has to undergo the Taglachas Tumah process. So therefore, in this situation, both of them go and be Megalchen. They both go and wait till the end of the 30 days. If they didn't start at the exact same time, then they have to wait till the second one finishes his 30 days, assuming that this is a stam nazirus of 30 days. And then, miman of shach, each of them goes and does a taglachas. The one that is tohar is doing the taglachas tara. The one that is tameh is doing a taglachas tumah. Obviously, they each go and become tohar from tumah smeh, so they have to do the hazor on yom shlishi and shvi and go to the mikvah. But once they've done that, they each do a taglachas. One of them is doing a taglachas tahara and will bring the karbanos tahara on the next day, and one of them is going to go and bring taglachas tuma karbanos and bring them on the next day. So here, they do a joint tanai together. Umivi and karban tuma, they bring jointly a karban tuma and a karban tara. So they're going to bring the two bird offerings and the asham for the karban tuma, and they're going to bring the three karbanos, the ola, the chatas, and the shlamim, for the karban tara, because definitely one of them is tameh, and definitely one of them is tar. So therefore, they say as follows for Omer. They don't have to say this exactly. Tosus points out that lav davka nokat the Omer, elo zeyikra yikarv l'shei mishu, v'zeyikra l'shei mishu. Each of them is understanding that this tonight, whichever one is deserving and getting the karban tahara, it's being brought on their behalf. Whichever one is deserving to have the karban tumah brought, is brought on his behalf. So they say as follows, if Reuven says, I'm the one that was Tamei, so then the Korban Tumah is mine, Shali, and to Shimon, the Korban Tara, Shulcha, is yours. And vice versa. If I, in fact, was the Torah one, so then the Korban Tara is Shali, is mine, the Korban Tumah, Shulcha, and is yours. Now, one of them is done, but the other one is not. The other one now has to start counting in the zeros of 30 days. However, we don't know which one, so both of them now have to go and be in Nazir for the next 30 days, one of them for real, and one of them not being for real. The Sofrin Shloshim Yom, they count 30 more days with both of them maintaining all the restrictions of Naziris. And then at the end of that 30-day period of time, Omevi and Karban Tara, they only have to bring one set of Karbanos here because one of them is not a Nazir, the other one is a Nazir, concluding his Naziris Betara. So they only bring one set of Karbanos, one Ola, Shlomim, and a Chatas, and Va'omer. And they say, again, Lav Dafa, they have to say this, but it's a Tanai, and it's understood. And Reuven says, Imani Hoa Tomei, if I was the one that actually told me the first time, so then the Karban Tumah that we brought 30 days ago was Shali, the Karban Tara Shulcha, and the Karban Tara was yours, and you're really out of the picture. And now, was there Karban Tara see? And now the Karban that we're bringing, the Ola, the Shlomim, and the Chatas, as well as the Gemara would say, the Taglachas that they do, that is for me. And the other way around, the Imani Tor, if Reuven really was the one that was Tor 30 days ago, and it was Shimon that was Tomei, so then the Karban Tahara Shali, Reuven says, that was my Karban Tahara 30 days ago, and the Karban Tumah that we brought was yours, the Karban Tumah Shulcha, and now the Karban Tahara that we're bringing, is that Karban Tahara Scha, is your Karban Tahara. That's a simple understanding of our Mishnah. There are slightly different ways to understand the Mishnah in terms of the Karbanos, but this is the simplest way to understand it. Okay, Gemara starts off and says, Tane, we said, Shnei Nazirim Sh'amar Lahem. Our Mishnah had the case of where a person told these two Nazirim that Ra'isi Echad Mekem Shenitba, one of you was Tomei, however, any of there is a Mekem, I don't know which one. Now, the Gemara now questions this and says, there is a rule. We have Sofek Tumah B'Rishus Sarabim, we go Sveiko Tohar. And we have a rule, Sofek Tumah B'Rishus Sayochid, Sveiko Tomei. So Gemara says, this was a situation where we should definitively declare them either Tahar or definitively declare both of them Tomei. So that's what the word is now we're asking. Vamai. Kol Sofik Tuma Birushus HaYochid, the rule is that if you have a Sofik Tuma, somebody did or didn't become Tomei. So if it's Birushus HaYochid, so then Halacha Lamaisa, we learn out from Sota, Mehechon Yofinu Lami Sota. And we learn there, Ma Sota Boel Vinivelis, just like with the Sota, there's only the man who committed adultery. And Nebuch, the woman that he committed adultery with, so there's only two people. So to over here, any situation, Avkol Sofik Tuma Birushus HaYochid is patterned after Sota. So if there are only two people, then that's called Rishus HaYochid, and Sveiko is Tomei. But here, we don't have two people. Whenever we have two people, Kon Dika Bei Trei, so then we say Sofik Tomei Rishus HaYochid, Sveiko Tomei, and we Halacha L'maisa consider that person to be actually Tomei. However, here, Avol Hocha, Shnei Nazirim, and Vahai Dekoi Gabayim. We have three people. So this is considered Bishus HaRabim. Hotlasa and Havalei Sofik Tuma Bishus HaRabim. And therefore, it should be the whole Sofik Tuma Bishus HaRabim, Sveikotar. So why do we say that one of them is having to bring a carbon Tuma and the other one doesn't? We should say that both of them, Halach Lamaisa, are considered Sveikotar because this is three people. And therefore, it's the definition of Bishus HaRabim and not two people, the definition of Bishus HaYochid. And even if it's two people, then you should say, as Tosus brings down, why don't we say that both of them should be mechuyev to bring? So Tosus says, that's different. In the case of the Sota, there's a chance that both of them are really Tomei. But in this case over here, the individual who's telling them that he saw them become Tomei says only one of you was Tomei, so not both of them. So therefore, both of them can't be Vadei Tomei. So that's why Tosus says that we wouldn't have both of them being Vadei Tomei if there were just two of them. And there would be a situation where one of them is Vadei Tomei and the other one's not. And that's why our Mishnah gave us the situation that it did. So, bottom line is, why don't we say over here, Safek Tumah Birshus HaRabim Sveikotar? And neither of them should have to bring the Korban Taglachas Tumah. So, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Huna. Rabba Rav Huna tells us, because we're dealing over here, but Omer, Ro'isi Tumah, the person who saw one of them becoming Tomei, says, I saw you become Tomei, Shenizru Kobinechem. I saw something, there was some sort of Tumas Mace that was thrown in between you, and it definitely touched one of you, but I was far enough away that I couldn't see which one of you it actually touched. And Amar Ravashi says, Daikanami, I'll show you that this is correct. This understanding is correct. As we turn to Nun Zayin Amud Beis, Diktani, because our Mishnah said, Ve'eini Yodeya Ezim Ikem. I don't know which one of you became Tomei. As the Top Tosis tells us, Dimashba, it's clear, Shalo Noda Lo Miyolim. It's not like he once knew and now we forgot. As the Rush says, we don't say over here, Vishochachti Ezim Ikem Tomei. We don't say that he forgot, but he never knew. The Lohave Bahem, he never knew which one of them was because it doesn't say Shachachti, as Tosa says as well. So therefore, the Diuk over here is the Mishnah telling us he was far enough away. He was more than Dalet Amos of them, so he's not considered amongst them. So there's only two of them. And therefore, there is Safek Tuma Bishus HaYochid, and therefore, definitely one of them is Tomei. And as Tosa had pointed out in the previous page, we don't say that they're both Vadei Tomei because the person is saying one of you only is Tomei, the other one is not Tomei. So therefore, can't bring both of them, have to bring the Korbanos Tuma of the Nazir, because one of them definitely was not Tomei. So therefore, Shema Mina, this is a good Raya, and this is the way you have to understand the Mishnah. Okay, then we said in the Mishnah that after the 30 days, both of them go, Megalchin and Mevi, and their Korbanos. And after the 60 days, both of them also go and take a Taglachas. Now, Vamai, how is that allowed? Maybe, Dumo, La Tmein Inun, one of them isn't Tomei, they call Ovid HaKofo, and now at the 60-day point, one of them is doing an unnecessary shaving of his hair, which means cutting off the payas, the sideburns, and that's not allowed. That's prohibited. Okay, if you're a Nazir, it knocks it off, but here, one of them is definitely not a Nazir. So in this situation, how do we allow them both to do a taglachas on day 60? So Amar Shmuel says, you know why? Because there's no Isser involved, because the Mishnah is dealing with Be'isha, with a woman. So it's either two women Nazirim over here, or V'katan, or both of them are Ketanim. As the Rush points out, they're Ketanim that would be obligated because they're a Mufla, Somuch L'ish, in Dibra Maschel, Be'isha. So the Ryan says, if they were a 12 to 13-year-old boy, that is someone whose knowledge of the Nedarim is shown to be real, so then they have the halachic status of the daraisa of being nazirim, and therefore they have to bring karbanos. So this is called a mufla somuch leish. We discussed this a lot when we were learning the sechta nedarim, and therefore Shmuel says either both of them were women, both of them were katan, or one of them was a woman, or one of them was katan. So in this situation, there is no problem cutting the payas, because women don't have an issue of cutting their payas. In general, all of the losah says apply to women as well as men, with three exceptions. One is a female Kohen has no prohibition and begins coming Tomei Tumas Meis, whereas a male Kohen does, that's one. And then there's two prohibitions in regards to cutting the payas of your sideburns and the payas of your beard that apply only to a man and not to a woman. And a katan is not yet mechuyev in any of the mitzvos, so therefore the isser of cutting the payas doesn't apply to a woman or a child. That's why our Mishnah is talking about, according to Shmuel, that both in the Nazirim here were either both women, both children, or a woman and a child, and therefore there is no problem of cutting off their payas. More questions, as it says, why don't we say, maybe you could say our Mishnah is talking about men above the age of 13, and therefore there is an issue of cutting off the payas, but there is no issue of cutting off the payas if you cut off all of the hair of your head. If you shave your head totally bald, we had this discussion a few days ago in the Shir as well. Well, we had brought down this opinion that says maybe it's only a problem of squaring off the payas. If you make the payas even with the rest of the hair in front of the ear and behind the ear, so then that's the problem of cutting off your payas. But if you shave off all of the hair, maybe that's not a problem. So maybe we could have argued, Shmuel should have said, the answer is over here, not only the issue of a katan, it could be that there is no problem because hakafas kolarosh lo shma hakafa. Oh, so what do we see from here? Midalo mokim lohachi. Since Shmuel didn't give that answer, obviously Shmuel doesn't hold like that. Shmuel's of the other opinion. Shmamino de kozav er Shmuel, hakafas kolarosh shma hakafa. Shmuel holds that even though you're not evening out the payas, but you're cutting the payas, so even though you're cutting all the rest of the hair with it, Shmuel holds that that's osur. So therefore, if this were to be talking about a man, even though he's cutting off all the hair on his head, so the opinion that says hakafas kolarosh lo shma hakafa would say that that's not a problem, but Shmuel doesn't hold like that. Shmuel holds like the opinion that says hakafas kolarosh shma hakafa, and therefore it would be osur. That's why Shmuel had to give the answer. It's talking about the isha and the katan, and or a katan. Now, that's the answer that the Gemara gives first here, that Shmuel is talking about this first part of the Mishnah. However, Mazutra masni lo lohoshmaisa de Shmuel asefa. Mazutra said that when Shmuel had a statement about it's talking about b'ish of a katan, it wasn't talking about the reish of the Mishnah, it was talking about the sefer. Now, what does it mean here, the sefer? It means the next Mishnah. We had actually learned this Mishnah before on Daf Nun Hey, but we're going to learn it again, in Mitzvah Shem coming up, on Daf Nun Tes Omud Beis. So that Mishnah was the Nazir Shohia Tomei B'Sofik. There was a Nazir who was not sure, did he or did he not come into contact with Tumas Meis? And therefore, was he a Nazir Tahar or was he a Nazir Tomei? And as well, he was a Sofik whether he was having Tzaras. Umuchlat B'Sofik. It's not clear whether it was a definitive Mitzora or not. So remember, we had that case that he would have to go and do 120 days before he could finish off in his Aziris and 60 days before he could eat kachim. And we said if it was 4 years, then it would be, if it was a year, of instead of a stam Aziris 30 days, it would take 4 years to do this. In any event, we said, ochel b'kachim, that Mishnah that said that you can only eat kachim after 60 days, lachas shishim yom, and we had pointed out that you have to do four taglachases. In that case of a stam Aziris, so you have to do a taglachas at day 30, at day 60, at day 90, and day 120. So, umagaleach dalet taglachos. Now, we could ask the same question that we just asked over here. In that situation, if he was in fact a Vadai Tomei Tumas Meis, and if he was in fact a Vadai Mitzora, so then we can understand why he has to do four. But if he wasn't a Vadai Tumas Meis, he wasn't a Vadai Mitzora, so then some of the Taglachasin are not going to be allowed. And therefore, he's going to be over cutting off his pace when he's not allowed to cut it off, because it wasn't Mechuyev to, because he wasn't the Nazir Tomei, and he wasn't possibly a Mitzora Muchlad. So on that, it was that Shmuel said Amar Shmuel, because there was no problem of HaKofas HaRosh there, because it was dealing with Be'isha or the Katan. It was either a woman in that situation, or a almost bar mitzvah age boy between 12 and 13, a mufla, samuch li'ish, and therefore there is no isser for that person to go cut off their payas, because they're not mechuyev in any mitzvahs if they're a boy between 12 and 13, and a woman is never obligated in this isser of cutting off her payas. A woman is allowed to cut off her payas. Okay, Gemara continues and says, Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna tells us, Hamakif es hakotan hariyu chayev. Rav Huna tells us that if somebody cuts off the payas of a young boy, which Tosus and the Rosh say was they were regilin to do that, it was very common that they would go and cut off the payas of these young children, as as the Rosh says in Dibur Masel V'Didoch, he says Shayu Regilin Shelo Lishaya Peis Kishayu Magalchin Rosh Ektana. When they would cut off the hair of the children, they would cut off their peis as well. It's hard for us to imagine those people that have longer peis, and even people that don't have longer payas, but they have payas. All of us have payas. We don't cut off the payas, but you know, a certain point below the ear, we don't cut it off. So the surprising Gemara here tells us that in those days, they used to cut it off in children. So Rav Huna tells us, nevertheless, the one who cuts it off, Amar Rav Huna, hamakif as a katan, if a person were to cut off the payas of the child, he would be chayev. Harei you chayev. The adult would be chayev for cutting off the payas of the child. But Amalei Rav Adda Barava le Rav Huna, Rav Adda Barava said to Rav Huna, wait a second. Your children are walking around without payas. You're under bar mitzvah age children. V'didoch man megalech lahon. Who cut off their payas? You just said you're not allowed to cut off the payas. So clearly you wouldn't cut them off. Who cut off your children's payas? So Amalei, Rav Huna told Rav Adda Bar Hava, it was my wife, Chova. That was her name, Chova. And she cut it off. And Rav Adda Bar Hava was surprised at this. And he said, Tekberinun Chova Lebonea? Does she wish to go and bury her children? Chova's doing something wrong. Because, as we'll see, Rav Adda Bar Hava says that a woman is not allowed to cut off the payas of a child. Now, Rav Huna obviously didn't hold like that. Nevertheless, even though Rav Adda Bar Hava had no intention of cursing Chova and Rav Huna, nevertheless, the Gemara tells us, Kula Shnei de Rav Adda Bar Hava, as long as Rav Adda Bar Hava was still alive, Lo Yikayim Le Zaro Le Rav Huna, none of Rav Huna's children survived. This curse, it was like Rosh and Tosa say, it's like Shigoga, Shiyotza Mipi HaShalit, famous words from Koheles, that it's like an accident, an incorrect statement that came from the king. Nevertheless, boom, it takes effect, and therefore, in this situation, the curse took effect, and while Rav Adda Bar Hava was alive, none of Rav Huna's children survived into adulthood. Terrible, terrible thing, but it certainly wasn't a curse from Rav Adda Bar Hava. In any event, what was the machlokas here between Rav Adda Bar Hava and Rav Huna? Rav Huna certainly let his wife, Chova, cut their children's hair, and Rav Adda Bar Hava felt that a woman, certainly a man, is not allowed to cut the payas off a child. So Michli, the Gemara tells us, Tarvayu, both Rav Adda Bar Hava and Rav Huna, Svira Hakofas Kol HaRosh Ma'akofa. Number one, they both hold that cutting off all the hair is Hakofas HaRosh. That is the Isser of cutting off the payas. So don't try to suggest that one of them holds that it's not an Isser if you cut off everything, and one of them holds that it is an Isser only if you even it out. No, they both hold that Hakofas Kol HaRosh Shmo HaKofa. So that's not the argument between them. So then what is? But my commitment, then what do Rav Adda Bar Hava and Rav Huna argue about? So the Gemara tells us, Rav Huna Sava, Rav Huna holds, the pasuk that tells us, Lo Sakifu Pa'as Roshchem, you're not allowed to cut off the payas of your head. Lo Sashchis Eis Pa'as Zikonecha, and you're likewise not allowed to cut off the payas of your beard. So there's two Isurim over here. We call Hashchasa when we're dealing with the payas of the beard. There are a number of spots in the chin area that are called the Pa'as Zikoncha, and you're not allowed to cut that off. That's called Lo Sashchis. And Pa'as Roshchem, we use the Lashon of Lo Sakifu, the side locks, the sideburn area, so that is called Lo Sakifu. Two separate Isurim. So Rav Huna learned out that if you're involved in one of these Isurim, then you're also involved in the other one. But if you have the din, you're not allowed to cut off the payas of your beard, so then you also have the prohibition. Yeshlo HaKof, you're not allowed to cut off the payas of your side locks. However, Vahani Noshi, women hoil since the less nahu bahashchasa, women don't have beards. So there is no prohibition in a woman cutting off the payas of her beard, because she doesn't have a beard. Granted, some women do have facial hair, but the majority of women don't have a beard, that there's an issur pasukancha. So therefore, what Rav Huna said was the drasha is that anybody who's involved in pasukanecha is also involved in the issur of lo sakifu pa'as roshchem. But women who aren't involved in pa'as zikonecha, there is no prohibition for them to cut off the payas of even a child's sideburns. And therefore, less nu nami ba'kofa, women, hani noshi, hold less nu hashchasa, they're not involved in pa'as zikonecha, so therefore, they don't have any issur in cutting off the payas of a child. That was Rav Huna, and that's why Rav Huna said, my wife, Chova, is allowed to cut off the payas of our children. However, Rav Adda Bar Hava disagreed. Rav Adda Bar Hava saw by no. Echor ha-makif, whether you're the one cutting off the payas, vechor nikaf, or you're having your payas cut off, that's b'mashma. So this would be any male above the age of bar mitzvah, so he certainly can't cut off his own payas, but a woman is also usher to cut off his payas as well. And the iskish, we make a hekish of the makif lenikaf. The one who's cutting it off is associated with, there's a hekish with the one who's having it cut off. And just like kol hecha the nikaf michayev, if the man who's also to have his payas cut off, the sideburns, is also to have them cut off, so then not only can he not cut them off, but no adult who's mechuyev mitzos, man or woman, is makif nami mechayiv. So the makif, the one who cuts him off, whether it's an adult man or an adult woman, is also going to be mechuyiv. And that's why Rabbi Adam said, how can your wife Chova do this? She's an adult woman, she's mechuyevus in mitzvos, and anybody who's also to cut their own sideburns, it's also for a man or a woman to cut that person's sideburns as well. So any adult man with the issue of cutting the sideburns applies, so neither an adult man or an adult woman is allowed to cut them off according to Rav Adam Rava. Therefore, a katan, however, by katan, ho'avu gufei lav bar onshin ho du mechayev, since a katan is not included in any isurim, he's not mechuyev yet in mitzvos, therefore, since he's the nikaf and he's not mechuyev, makif nami lo mechayev. Therefore, any adult, a man or a woman, is allowed to go and cut the hair of a child. So Rav Adam Rava would have said it is okay to have an adult cut the hair of the child. So why was he upset that Chova cut the hair of the child? So the answer is, Rav Adam Rava was saying, according to you, Rav Huna, you're incorrect. Your sheet that it says it's okay for a woman to cut, but not a man, that's incorrect. Both can cut a child's hair. And that's what Rav Adam Rava was arguing with Rav Huna. Not that Chova wasn't allowed to cut the hair of the child. He agreed that Chova could cut the child. But so could Rav Huna, according to Rav Adam Rava. So he said, why are you saying that it is usur to a man? Hamekiv is a cut, but how are you chayiv? That's what he was arguing about. He was arguing with Rav Huna, who said that a man can't cut the hair of a katan. Rav Huna felt that that was true, but Rav Adam Rava is telling him, no, a man is also allowed to cut the hair of a katan, and that's what their argument was about. Now, this is a relatively short shiur, but we're actually going to begin at this point tomorrow with a long discussion based upon one pasuk, and we're going to have a first opinion on how to darshan the pasuk, and a second opinion on how to darshan the pasuk, and it's actually going to take us almost till the end of the perek, so I'm going to try to do a longer shiur tomorrow, which will actually accomplish a daf and a half, but we'll stop over here today, so you can chazit us over today. With this, we conclude today's shiur.